There is a word that I'll use. It's called attachment. Now, the primary attachment that creates the reality of the kingdom inside of me and inside of you, the primary attachment is your connectedness with the Father through the person of Jesus Christ. Are you following me? But we have these attachments, every single one of us, and they are things that we are connected to other than the Father, where we think that something or someone is the key to our happiness and our peace and our power. You know a good way to identify what your attachment is? Just think a minute of the prospect of not having it. And when you think of the prospect of it not being in your life, and you go, oh my goodness. Now let me help you for just a second. Most of our vices are not our attachments. They're because our attachments are making us so freaking miserable that we gotta have something to distract ourselves. Nobody amen in that one. What's your attachment? What are you so attached to that you're convinced that if it's not like you think it needs to be or not like you want it to be, then you cannot be happy? Listen, it is a lie and a wet blanket from the enemy and the pit of hell to keep the reality of the kingdom of God that's inside of you from bursting forth in manifestation. And it's happening in every one of our lives right now. And it's these wet blanket attachments. Listen, you've got to believe that your essential core essence of your born-again person is the kingdom of God, exuding righteousness, peace, joy, and power. But we've laid all these other things, and you've been put on top of there. This consumeristic culture that we live in lays it all on there. Unless you look a certain way or act a certain way or have certain things or people think a certain way about you, then you can't be happy and you can't experience peace and joy. And that is straight from hell, and it smells like smoke. And it's why the kingdom of God is not powerfully manifested in your life, in my life. We are kingdom children, born again into another dimension. The reality of who you are is not this reality. So why in the world do we buy the false belief and lay on top all of these things? Think about the last time you were just torqued out of your frame, stressed beyond. How do you know when it's attachment? When you expend all of your time, energy, effort, and attention trying to control it and make it the way you think it ought to be. Ooh, now he's meddling.